Hello.
Hi, looking for Miss Marie Camayo. Hello?
How can I help you? Hello.
Hi, this is Alex. I'm calling about your property in Enrico. You might have already spoken to one of my colleagues in the past. It was 2013 though. You filled out a form on our website and I was just trying to touch base again to see, because you've expressed your interest in the passive selling. Just wanted to see if you're still looking to sell.
Possibly.
Good. When you say possibly, are you looking to sell in the next, couple of months?
It would just depend really on the offer. That would determine whether or not we sell.
Okay. Are you looking for a cash offer or you're trying to list the property?
I think if we listed, we have to do some changes or some renovations, before we listed. We had gotten a cash offer, but it wasn't reasonable. But again, if we receive a reasonable cash offer, then that would be different.
Okay. Let me take note of that because I'm looking at the I'm just I don't I just do have the pictures of the outside, and it looks like the property is is in a great shape. Are you currently living in it right now?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So, here's what I'm gonna do. Let me see if we can present some offers to you. But you the property's condition, can you tell me a little bit more about it? Is there anything that we need to do or we need to know?
No, I think right now a lot of what needs to be done is more cosmetic.
Gotcha.
So, painting, right? Like it's more
Right.
cosmetic things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you just confirm the number of bedrooms, three and then one bedroom? I'm sorry, three beds, one bath. And
So it's
then.
three bedrooms and then a one and a half bath. So there's a half bathroom downstairs.
Okay. And then 1,414 square feet. That's what I have here. Zillow.
Yes, about 1,000, about 1,400, 1,500 square feet.
All right. And I was just trying to see. I don't have any interior pictures, because I'm just looking on the pictures on Zillow right now. And the looks like there's a big front yard. So like 0.30 acre lot, half an acre, that's what I see here.
It's a
Pretty
big
big.
front yard. It's a pretty big backyard as well. There's a detached garage. I'm not sure what pictures you're looking at.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's what I'm gonna do. Since I feel like you also wanted to know how much are you gonna get if you're gonna list the property. We are a real estate company. Forest Spice Houses is the company name, so we do also list properties in case the cash offer is not gonna work for you. So I think would it be okay if I set up a call between you and our owner, Forest McGee, to talk about it and see what options we can provide to you, what we can present, and see what's gonna work for you best. Okay, great. Let's do that. What time are you available for, a call back? Are you later available? I know Monday is holiday, but so I don't want it to disturb you.
Could we possibly do Wednesday? So I
Wednesday?
can do it. Yeah. Anytime Wednesday.
Anytime Wednesday. Are you okay in the afternoon, 1:30 in the Wednesday, or 5-ish? Okay.
1:30 is good.
1:30. Okay. Let me schedule a call between you and Forrest. Wednesday, 1:30 p.m. I'll also send you a reminder. And I just wanted to check, you are the only owner of the property, or there's any other person or decision maker that we have to talk to as well?
So it's me and one other person.
Okay.
So me and spouse. So we're co-owners.
Do you think he would be also available at that time? You know, if he had like any questions, maybe Forrest can address it as well.
He probably wouldn't be.
Okay.
But yeah, any information, of course, I would relay to him. But
gotcha.
Yeah, he wouldn't be available Wednesday at 1:30.
Okay. I'll do that. And just, you know, out of curiosity, because it looks like you have been, you know, trying to sell since 2013 when you first fill out the form on our website. Like, mind me asking the reason why it's, do you have, like, plans after you sell? Like, I just wanted to know what's going to happen after that.
So right now it's kind of undecided. So we don't know if we want to completely sell and then purchase another home. We don't know if we want to keep the home and rent it out. So we're really kind of in limbo right now as to what exactly we want to do. Just to be quite honest, there is not a lot of money owed on the house. So we're trying to decide if it will be better for us long term to keep it and rent it out and purchase another home somewhere else to
right.
sell it just to get the money and be done with it, you know. So that's where we kind of have gone back and forth with.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
And I mean, of course, we're not just going to give it away. Like, I think I had someone to come and look at it, and they were offering, I think, a cash offer of maybe $230,000, which was very low compared to, you know, if I sell it, I can get, you know, listed for, at that time, up to $375,000, I believe. You know, if I list it to sell.
Right.
So, again, I'm not...
It'll be
just
a different one.
Right. So... I mean, again, we don't have to sell, right? Like, we're not in a position where, you know, something is happening and we need to sell or, you know, so we just, I don't know.
Okay. I understand. Well, that's why I'd like to schedule a call between you and Forrest. In case that you do decide or wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know, list a property, at least you would know how much we can list it.
Right.
We also have a staging company, so... you know, in case that you wanted to go that route, we have the staging option as well. So,
okay.
I mean, let me schedule a call between you and Forrest, McGee. Wednesday, you said, at 1:30 p.m., so you can continue the conversation from here.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Mayo. And I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it right, Mayo or Mayo?
Yeah. Mayo, yeah.
Mayo, okay. Thank you
okay,
very much for
you.
Your time. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.